Philippians chapter 1 and verse 10. In this discourse, I want to move on to the word pure. This is my prayer, says the apostle, verse 9, praying for the saints at Philippi, the saints in Christ Jesus, together with the overseers and deacons, praying for them, praying for the believers at Philippi, praying for believers throughout this age, praying for me, praying for you, brother and sister in Christ. This is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge, and not only in knowledge, but and in depth of insight. And I pray this so that you may be able to discern what is best. And then he goes on to this. I pray that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure. Purity. Paul prays that I, as a believer, might be pure. What does pure mean? It means no mixture. It means like a jar of honey, clear, without cloud, without any wax in it. You remember they used to adulterate flour with chalk. They would adulterate milk by adding water. No, says Paul, no contamination, no adulteration, no mixture. I want you to be pure. The word means transparent, clear. Go back to the honey illustration. You can hold it up to the light, and the light shines through. It's clear. Blessed are the pure in heart, says Christ, Matthew 5. But it's not only in heart, but that's where it starts. But heart in mind, you can see that here. Your love, your heart, your knowledge, your mind, you may discern your thinking. You may discern what is best, so that you may be pure, transparent, pure in life, pure in heart, pure in mind, pure in life, in action, in daily life, separate from the world. This is Paul's great concern when he writes to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to chapter 7, verse 1. Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Come out from among them. Touch not the unclean thing. Separate yourself from it. No mixture. No admixture. No contamination. Pure in heart. In your love and your ambition. In your will and your desire. Pure in your mind, in your thinking. In your understanding. In your perception. In your insight. Pure in life, in action. This is his aim for us. This is his desire. In the pagan world in which we live, remember the Philippians are living amongst pagans. We know what Philippi was like, Acts chapter 16, but we know what the pagan world was like, the Greek and Roman world at that time, idolatrous, immoral, utterly corrupt, philosophical, the persecution against believers, because they would not go in with the cult of the emperor and offer the incense and the mumble the incantation. They were persecuted. They were penniless. They were in poverty. But Paul prays that they'll be pure in their thinking, in their reasoning, in their actions, in their heart, in their life. Look at the efforts we make to make our medication pure. I've never been round a pharmaceutical production line, but my guess is that they really are making every effort to keep that medication pure, unmixed, free from contamination. Around food factories, food production lines, on the farms and so on. All the efforts that have to be made to keep things pure. In our motor cars, our automobiles, the oil there, running to keep the engine lubricated and cool and so on. If any contamination gets into that oil, it's spoiled. It can make the engine wear and bring about tremendous damage. No contamination. The care that's taken to make this the right mixture and the right percentages and free of contamination. Purity of thought. When people go around these places, they have to wear special uniforms and special boots and special hats and so on and gloves. When the police are doing investigation, they wear gloves and so on, and all the rest of it, free of contamination. This is the spiritual life. This is the life that Paul desires for me, in my mind, in my action, above all through, starting with my heart, love for Christ, love for God. He prays for it. It is my duty, but it's a gift and grace of God by the Holy Spirit. We are to shine as lights in this dark and fallen world. You say this in chapter 2. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out in the word of life and so on. Be pure, shining out in a dark and pagan world. This, my brother and sister, is what we need today. May God do it for us, in us and through us, that we may shine to the pagans around us in all their need and difficulty and bondage and corruption. May we show them the purity of Christ. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Paul prays, no contamination, no mixture, clearness, clarity, pureness, consistency. This is what he prays. I pray that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure. Therefore, I pray that your love may abound more and more in this knowledge and depth of insight, leading to this purity. May God give us to be pure Christians today, to grow in this grace and in this knowledge of Christ and this likeness to him, pure in word, thought, and deed, from our hearts. Amen.